USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After President Biden accepted responsibility for the debacle in Afghanistan, he returned to vacation. Biden said, "The buck stops here," end quote. Lawmakers throughout America are condemning the lack of leadership at the highest levels. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick on Fox News.
They need to own this debacle, this total and utter failure, 100%, because it's not what they did, it's how they did it.
As military transports packed with hundreds fleeing the country on Monday, others grabbed onto the plane and fell to their deaths after takeoff. One deceased body jammed a landing gear, making it inoperable, but was cleared shortly before landing. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said gunfire broke out in two separate incidents at the Kabul airport, resulting in the deaths of two gunmen by U.S. troops. One U.S. service member was injured during the incident. 382 Americans nationwide died Monday from COVID-19 complications. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the effects of inflation are hitting American wallets hard, the cost of gasoline is no exception. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
Gasoline analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us the prices are up 3 cents a gallon.
Gasoline prices rose again, this time during the three-week period. They're up 3 cents, and the new average is $3.25, and it's $1 above what it was 1 year ago.
Motorists in Baton Rouge are getting a break, while California drivers are taking a hit.
We have an average $2.74 in Baton Rouge and a monumental $4.50 in San Francisco. California in general moved up 6 cents in the past 3 weeks and now averages $4.37.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Seen as a major invasion of medical privacy, NFL's Las Vegas Raiders are the first team to announce they will require fans at all home games to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As President Biden accepts responsibility for his failure in Afghanistan, Florida's Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick tells Fox News heads need a role in Washington.
Americans should reject this analysis from the pundits and from the White House that this was a no-win situation, that it was going to be a messy withdrawal come or high water. You know, I have heard repeatedly from this administration that they had planned for every single contingency. I think every American should recognize that that is BS. You don't close Bagram, the primary logistical hub for our military, and then funnel all of the activity into the nation's capital of Kabul and expect a clean withdrawal. There were no plans. There were no contingencies, and it truly is a slap in the face to every man and woman who has donned the uniform of our nation, because they have worked tirelessly, given their all for the last 20 years to make sure that they did their job. But the suits in Washington, they failed. And when you're talking about war termination, you have to have an exit strategy from the word go, and there hasn't been one. We have had years to plan. So this narrative that the president is pushing, blaming everyone, pointing fingers, and throwing agencies, particularly the intelligence community, under the bus, people need to reject this and understand that this was a failure of leadership. There was no contingency plans. No matter how many times they try to point fingers and throw blame on President Trump and others, they need to own this debacle, this total and utter failure, 100%, because it's not what they did, it's how they did it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.